Yeah, Friday. Love Friday. Hey, it's October 10th. Sun is shining. A beautiful autumn day out there. We're at 44 degrees right now. And it's Friday. The lady returns. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. Our Friday tradition. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are looking really nice today. It kind of got the denim thing going on. And
well, now we can dress like fall,
nice,
right?
Nice burgundy colors. Yeah, you're taking advantage of that.
Exactly. Well, it's finally not 90 degrees.
That is true.
I mean,
that is true.
Seriously.
What an autumn.
Well, and I'm sure all the farmers are pretty happy now because now we're moving into full harvest swing. So keep in mind, if you're out driving about, you're on those county roads, you're on the highways, there's lots and lots of trucks moving around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there might be some debris on the road. Every once in a while, those beets fall out of the trucks, and that just kind of happens. So just keep your eyes open and be courteous.
Common sense.
Be courteous. Those tractors have to move around. Sometimes they're going to get in your way and they're going to slow you down, but just try to be polite and courteous.
That time of
be
the year,
patient.
And like you say, the weather straightened out, so everybody's getting after it.
Exactly. So it's in full swing right now.
All right.
So.
Hey, it's October, and it's October 10th.
Yes.
And, I wonder what we're talking about today.
Well, it's Fire Prevention Week.
Fire Prevention Week.
It is going on there.
Well, it's Fire Prevention Month nationally.
Yes.
So,
but this is actually the week.
The week,
So October 5th through October 10th is noted as Fire Prevention Week. And this year, the National Fire Prevention Association is talking about lithium-ion batteries. So many things operate on lithium-ion batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Computers, power tools. E-bikes are a big one now, like hoverboards, anything like
that's
that.
All lithium.
Lithium ion. Yep. So there is a differentiation between lithium batteries and lithium ion batteries. So there's slight differences between them. So we're talking about lithium ion batteries, which are going to be in your devices that you may have.
Yeah.
Super popular in laptops. But you need to keep in mind that those are combustible.
They are fire starters.
Yeah, they really are fire starters. So you have to be responsible with those types of batteries. So one of the recommendations that they're making is to buy products that have the safety codes listed on them. We live in a world right now where we order stuff on Amazon or any other bulk dealer online.
Crazy.
And we don't always know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
So make sure that there's codes on there that are certifying it as safety standards. So it's going to say UL, ETL, CSA. There's going to be a code on there that says it meets safety standards for that type of battery.
Is that the law? Is that mandatory that those codes have to be on there?
They should be. Yep.
All right.
But, I mean, things happen in this world.
Yeah,
exactly. You never really know where you're getting something from when you order it online. We live in a world of,
yeah,
I don't
true.
Want to say black market products,
yeah,
but we live in a world of products that are dupes and you don't know where they're coming from.
Preach.
Yep. So you also need to remember to be charging those devices safely.
Mm-hmm.
And I will admit, I am absolutely guilty of this. You should only be charging those batteries with the cord that it came with, because that cord is meant for that battery. Now, we all think, oh, this is a USB-C, this is a USB charger.
It's standard, right?
They're standard. They're not always going to be standard. So just because you have a charger that fits in the port and then it fits into the wall does not mean you should be charging with that. So make sure that you're using the charger that came with it, or if you lose that one, buy a replacement.
Okay.
Because that's going to be the safest way to charge it, to make sure that things don't overheat, you're not putting too much into it, it's not drawing too much, all of that. And then you want to make sure that you are unplugging it from the device if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't take the battery off of the device when you're charging it. Like in a laptop, those batteries are integrated in, so you're going to be charging it with the cord that it came with. But if you have an e-bike or a hoverboard or something like that, and you can charge it without having the battery connected, that's going to make it a little safer. And then lastly, make sure that you're recycling those batteries appropriately.
How do you do that?
Lithium-ion cannot go in the trash.
Okay, how do you do that?
But we can accept lithium-ion batteries over at the recycling center because we can bring them over to our hazardous waste facility that we utilize through Otter Tail County, and they can get them sent off and recycled in a manner that they should be. Also, big box stores that sell a lot of power tools, the Lowe's, Home Depot's, the Best Buy's, those types of places, many of them will accept those batteries. But check with the store before you try to bring it back to them. But many of them have programs where you can bring those batteries in, and they will dispose of them safely for you. So
Boy, lithium, yeah. We're talking lithium ion. Number one, I didn't know there was a distinction.
Yes, there
is. And I didn't know that they were fire starters. So, again, great mm-hmm. information.
Yeah, it's a huge issue in big cities where people have e-bikes. And they'll bring them yeah. into their apartment, and they'll plug it in, and then it catches fire, and there goes the building.
Yeah.
Those fires burn very quickly. They're very volatile. They're very hot, because when you're trying to extinguish it, you're not necessarily extinguishing the fire. You're trying to cool the device.
Yeah.
To get the reaction to quit happening, because that's what it is.
That's
it's a chemical
what's doing
reaction.
It, right.
So they can be really difficult to manage. So making sure that if you do encounter a fire like this, that you're not unplugging the device, you're not trying to move it, because you're just going to get a chemical burn in the process. And then making sure that you're using an appropriate extinguisher for that. Reading the label before you buy the device is going to tell you the type of extinguisher that you need, because, you know, there's A, B, C, D, letters of fire extinguishers. So making sure that you're using the proper one.
Great information.
Maybe you have the proper one yeah. if you have a device like that. Mm-hmm. So,
great information, as yeah. always. All right. Shift gears. Scouting,
yes.
scouting, scouts. You got something coming up?
Well, the Cub Scouts have their Halloween carnival.
That's right.
Tomorrow.
That's right. I think Katie was talking about that on yeah. our chamber report on Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, I think it starts at 11 o'clock. I want to say it runs 11 to 2-ish, somewhere okay. in there. It's over at the community center. Super fun. Lots of Halloween games.
And that's when?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Yep, absolutely. So wear your costume. Come out. Enjoy some Halloween activities.
And support the Scouts.
And support the Scouts. Absolutely. Those Boy Scouts were at the Veterans Concert yesterday doing mm-hmm. flags for that. So good for them on that.
They made a nice showing with the colors, too. They were definitely looking good on the NDSES parade last week.
Yes.
Yeah, they were
absolutely.
Out front with the flags, man. It looked really nice.
I know, and kudos to those boys, because they have to walk the whole route.
I know.
Everybody else in that parade is riding.
Yeah.
Yep, and they have to walk the whole thing. So, and I don't remember if it was windy or not, but those flags are heavy.
They are.
Yep,
and
they walk the whole time. So, good for them for helping with that. But camping season is really wrapped up for them, so
yeah.
we're moving into those fall programs
okay.
Where they're just working on their merit badges a little more. And
so how about Carson Wentz and the Vikings? We want to talk about that?
Well, they're on a bye week, so I'm also going to be on a bye week, and we're not going to talk about it.
Okay.
You know, the yeah, game with the Browns was interesting.
Don't.
Yep.
Yeah.
It worked out, but it was just like, really? What am I watching? But
you're watching the Vikings, which is why you're going, what am I watching?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I still have high hopes. It's going to be a good season.
Yes,
that's
it
what
is.
I just keep saying.
Keep
it's
it positive.
Be a good season.
Keep it positive.
Yep. May not be a winning season, but it'll be entertaining.
It'll be a good one. Yeah. Well, it'll be that.
Absolutely.
You're going to be back next Friday? Tell me yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we will talk again. You have a fantastic weekend, the best you've ever had.
Hey, you as well.
I will do that. Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Emergency Services. And we do this every Friday here about 9:10 at the Voice of the Valley. Yeah.